Hello and welcome to another edition of Tech Wrap. Tech Wrap is available online at techwrap.net. We are on iTunes, we're on Omni, plus a few other great websites which have great podcasts on the internet. Hello, Will.
Hey, how's it going? I never heard of any of those websites before.
That's what you've said in the past. Of course you've heard of them.
Guess how I got here today?
Swagboard?
No. I caught an Uber. Ride.
But
legally.
Yes, New South Wales.
It's
legally
legit
in New South
now,
Wales.
Above the board.
Coming to effect at
$8.80.
At the time of podcast recording overnight.
Crazy.
So that's now New South Wales and the ACT.
That's it. But people are like, I've been catching Uber for years.
But yeah, a lot of states have actually had them illegally, and people have been conducting the activity, but
super great area,
not legal. But
New South Wales, yes,
New South Wales is forging ahead.
We made it.
Some people are complaining about it though, because in the state of New South Wales, the fees for an Uber driver to get registered are a lot lower than what a taxi driver would be.
That's everywhere though. It's global. That's the global issue.
It's a change in the way we do business. Unfortunately, the model that the guys in the taxi system use is now aged, and it's getting, you know, worthless.
Why would you be a
taxi
if both are legal? Why would you be a taxi driver over an Uber driver? That's the question. It's like I spend $200,000 for a taxi license, or I could just sign up to Uber
and buy a $15,000 car and just drive
that
around.
They're going to have to change the licensing. They have to drop the fees. There's no other way.
You know what they're doing.
Which is good, right?
They're going to compensate all the previous taxi drivers with it.
Really?
Yes.
You get your money back on the...
Have you heard of the idea how if you're a licensed carrier, you usually have to get a regular car inspection?
Yes.
No, you haven't? All right. So if you're a taxi or an Uber service now, you have to get a regular inspection.
Even on top of like your normal roadworthy certificate.
Yeah, and they take a fee as well for doing
how
it.
How often is that?
I'm not sure what the interval is.
Well, every 3 months or every 6 months?
Or? It'd be something like that. And then they take a fee at that stage as well. It's only a very small...
Uber take a fee?
No. The government, New South Wales government. Okay. Everybody gets charged a small fee, and for that small fee, they're going to use that to put back into a pool to give the taxi drivers who reckon they're hard done by Uber some
like
money
it.
Back.
Good solutions. We'll have more. Hopefully, we'll get where we need to go quicker, faster, and cheaper.
A good solution would be just to leave the taxi industry where it is right now and let them fend for themselves, because that's what's happened in every other industry. We've had online kill... the movie store. We've had online shopping kill some business, and no one got any bailout packages then either. So why do we need to bail the taxi industry out? They need to evolve into a service similar to Uber to succeed
the future. They will, but yeah, it's interesting. It's finally legal now, and so I assume everywhere else will eventually follow suit. Victoria will be next.
I'd say what it is people are sitting there waiting to see which states get involved, how they implement their plans, and then working on something to roll out in their own states. So before too long, many of the states will have a legal service,
Star Wars came out this week as well.
Star Wars did come out this week.
That was kind of
big. And people...
I haven't seen it yet.
People, share their references online.
A reference.
Did you see the video of the girl presenting the weather who decided to fit in some references?
No, I didn't. I've been avoiding all Star Wars material.
Just catch a little bit of this, will you?
All right, let's...
All day today with a layer of cloud covering the UK.
Listen.
But if you look farther west, you will be seeing a glimmer of sunshine if you're lucky. However, there will be a fairly light breeze. The force is strong, though, for northern Scotland. And then tonight, the weather strikes back as a deep area of...
That'll do.
That's really good. That's awesome.
She fits in as many references into a 39-second...
Now I get what you mean when you said references.
...as she can.
Yeah, that's really cool. And she was like sort of not, didn't even like really subtle about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a plain face.
That's awesome.
Just continuing her bulletin.
Where was that?
In the UK, on the Five News.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Perfect work. You know,
that's really cool.
I'm not in tune with every episode of Star Wars, and I'm not a mad keen fan, but I do get the references, and I did have a laugh when I saw that.
Did you see Google? You could choose to be on the light side or the dark side. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Yes, because you don't use Gmail.
Gmail? No, I don't use Gmail.
Yeah, so you could choose your side or whatever, and you could choose to be the light side or the dark side, and it would change your whole sort of your layout to either good or bad.
Like that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah,
it's dark.
Cool. Google went all out with Star Wars.
Wow.
Very, very cool.
That is extensive.
And then Facebook also, what they do, they let you add a lightsaber to your profile picture.
Yep.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't, but I saw oodles of other people.
Did you?
Like every other campaign, like the Remembering France and the what do you call it? The rights for
marriage equality.
Marriage equality. Yep. They did that as well. I didn't join in. I have my beliefs about these things, but I don't tend to join in as a mass group thing. Apart from the fact that in the workplace today, we had a swag board in the building.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I'd never tried a swag board before. I wasn't keen on buying one, but I got on this thing.
Otherwise known as a hoverboard.
No, people don't like...
People refer to them as that, though.
Yeah, people don't like
them to be
referred
as hoverboard. Hoverboards banned in New York. Hoverboards banned in X states.
And
hoverboards banned in Australia.
And do you know where they're banned here in the country? I'll give you a refresher. Every state except for Queensland.
Oh, wow.
You can't operate them in public. So that means you can't go swagboarding down the street for safety reasons. But you're more than happy to swagboard around your yard or, as we were, swagboard around the hallways.
Yeah.
And if you fall over then...
How many offices, though, would be kind of okay with just swagboarding down the corridor?
I think it's just the fact that we're in the media industry. That's got something to do with
it. How are they any more dangerous than skateboards?
Or
people on bikes?
Yeah. I suppose the only thing that skateboards got over swagboard is skateboards got four wheels on it.
Is that the only issue? The balance?
And the fact that you've got more room.
What about the things I've seen, like the cheaper models catching on fire and electrocuting people and like really severely injuring them? I think that's the main reason they're banned. But the high quality ones, I think, should be fine, right? You should have certified swag boards.
Well, now that I've done it, I can understand. Yeah, it just sounds so jerky, doesn't it?
Funny.
It sounds very jerky. You know, the one thing I've got against the idea of making swag boards possible out on the streets is the fact that, you know, when people first get on them, there's a bit of a technique to them, and you've got to understand that technique to be able to balance yourself properly and not fall over.
When I was started off, I was snail's pace,
and that's how you started.
Pace.
Yeah, that's how you started.
Eventually, I started to get up there, and
so the whole concept, if you haven't been on a swag board, is both sides that you place your feet on, you're able to tilt them up or down, and that controls which way the wheels are turning and where it's going, how fast it's going even. And so you've kind of got to stand on it, even your balance out.
I've been...
bend your knees a little bit, keep your back up and just try and, you know, manoeuvre it like that. So I can see where there is an issue with having them in public.
Mm.
But maybe if you had a helmet on and you know, some guards, you'd be right.
Bunch of old fuddy-duddies stopping us from having fun.
Yeah.
I've been looking at e-boards.
You've been looking at e-boards.
Yeah,
is an e-board like a skateboard?
Yeah, it's an electronic skateboard, so it's like power motorized. I was going to say powerized.
Powerized.
It's a motorized skateboard, yeah. So like an electric skateboard, you charge it and off you go.
Yep.
It lasts about, I don't know, an hour or so, maybe. No, more than that, maybe.
Surely they've got
to
last
16,
a bit longer.
17 miles.
I mean, the swag board does 15Ks.
Yeah, there's like about six or seven like really good ones that are sort of still in development. Like they're out, you can buy them, but it's very early days. And I'm kind of excited. I really want to try one out. And
it sounds very cool.
Like, yeah.
It sounds very cool. I'm keen on the idea.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about them in more detail, but need some experience.
Yeah, now that I've done swag board,
yeah,
I kind of want to try other things.
And
then,
like, you have a remote in your hand, right? And that's how you control it. Where the swag board is the pressure and the way you lean.
Yeah.
It's a remote, and you have a trigger, and how much you push that trigger in is how fast the skateboard goes. And there are some they're tied to a motor, and they got like kind of like a chain sort of thing to make it move forward. And then there's other ones that have freewheeling wheels, and then the motor's built into the wheel. So like once you with the other ones, once you slow down, you can't like free sort of just board like a normal skateboard. Mm-hmm. Or if your battery died, maybe you could. But once it's been powered, you can't just free skate.
Yeah.
But with these other types, you can free skate and control it. So there's heaps of different methods, like motors in the wheels, and then motors under the board powering like a chain.
Wow.
That powers that turns impressive. The wheel. So I wonder, need to get our hands on some.
We'll have to find out about these ones. Cool.
Hey, you've got a bit of kit.
I got a little bit of stuff. Week.
You've been having a bit of a play around with a new toy.
Yes, a drone.
Did you find it?
A drone.
You find it?
Now that he's gone and said that, I have so to play funny. The backstory, and
no,
I didn't want to share the
too
backstory.
Much into it, but basically, you got a new drone.
Yes, I got a new drone. Around. It was a cheap drone, so it doesn't have GPS or anything.
You had a bit
anything.
Of a fly out in your backyard or your paddock.
In the paddock.
And then you lost sight of it. And you lost it.
so let me tell you, before you keep picking on me,
that's so funny.
I was avoiding power lines because there's a few power lines which cross parts of the property. I took it up a little bit and I thought, oh, this is cool. I've got control of it. So we went a little bit higher. And then I realized because I'd gone high, I was starting to lose the functional range of the remote. And no matter how far I ran with it, it wasn't getting there. Mm. And then I just lost sight of it.
You tried to run and catch up to it.
It's a white drone and it was in a white sky. So it just disappeared. And the doable range of these things is probably only about 100 or 200 meters at least. Although some say that this particular model that I've got, mind you, it's only $112 worth, say the range is up to 400 meters.
Mm.
So now when
How do
I
you gauge that though, if you don't,
when I go on holidays, I've now got to do a bit of a search.
So you haven't found it yet?
No.
Have you tried looking yet?
A little bit.
Oh my god! What if a cow eats it?
Well, the cow's not going to eat it.
She thinks it's grass.
The cow isn't going to eat it. But the one problem I could have is they could trample it.
Or do a poopy on it, and then you're like, it's under some poop.
I wouldn't be worried by that.
No. I just, what if you don't? So I'd just you're going to be checking out. Under all cow poo.
Oh, it's bigger than a cow too.
I don't know.
It's about as...
I've seen some pretty big ones.
It's about as big as this monitor, for instance. So it's that sort of, that width.
What is that, a 22-inch?
That's a 20. 19? That's a 20. Yeah. That's a 20. So it's about the size of a 20-inch monitor.
How did it fly though? Was it zippy? Was it really sort of responsive?
It was fairly responsive. You have to have a little bit of skill to fly these cheaper ones.
Mm.
So it took me a few goes to actually figure out that I had to not only control the motor speed with the left one, but I also had to put the right joystick into the bottom right-hand position to get it off the ground. Otherwise, it wouldn't balance and it'd tip over.
So I think the lesson here is spend a little bit of extra money on a better drone.
or at least buy yourself a little GPS module. One of my mates was showing me one.
Oh, you mean extra
module.
So like you can bring up and track the position.
Or this one, I think it was less than $50. It'll actually take a SIM card. And you can put the SIM card in it. And so when it gets out of range, you just give it a call and it ends up texting back the GPS coordinates of where it is.
Yeah.
And now he's pointing.
How much are the DJI Phantoms, the older ones? You can probably get a nice one for $400 or $500, right?
And I suppose they
have the inbuilt GPS, and when it like goes out of range, it just comes back to you. If the battery dies, it comes back to you.
But I
think you really appreciate that, and I think you'd find that very handy.
Yeah, the way I was thinking about it initially was I didn't have a lot to spend. Yeah. I wanted to learn.
You're dipping your toe in the drone.
I wanted to learn how to fly it, and if I thrashed this thing to bits,
it
wasn't going to be much of a concern.
Or if you lost it in some cow poo, you just don't mind.
I've lost it in a lot of grass, that's all. So I just have to.
Are there cows in this paddock?
Yeah, there was.
That's it. It's gone.
Yeah, no. No.
Eaten or shat on.
Anyway. No.
Hey, speaking of drones, in America, the FAA...
Drone registration.
Yeah, is now they're going to be enforcing drone registration. All drones must be registered if you're going to be flying them outdoors.
Yes.
And I think, what was the date? The 19th of Feb, I think, is their date. I see.
No, it's 21st of December for the registrations to be open.
Yeah, open, but they've got to be registered by Feb 19th. That's what I see.
Yes. The first 30 days are free registrations. After that time, it will cost you $5 to register.
That's so much. That's almost like 20 Australian dollars.
But that will last 3 years.
I think this is ridiculous.
I don't see a problem in it at all. I don't see a problem in it at all, you know?
What if the best bit is like $5 to register your drone, but then if you're caught using it illegally, what is it, like $30,000?
Fines of up to $27,500.
Yeah, ridiculous. US. Absolutely ridiculous. What kind of kids are going to be able to afford this?
If you can afford a drone, you can afford to register it for $5. The only concern people like you have got is the fact that the FAA are going to have your details.
Oh, well, I'll have your details, but like, how do they, how do you enforce it?
Well,
I think it's just like a waste of time and a lot of excess red tape for no reason.
I suppose it'd be like fishing licenses here in Australia. There are on odd occasions.
Very similar.
Flying a drone and fishing. There are people who work for the companies who go looking around to see whether people have actually got licenses.
We're going to employ like drone hunters. You can make a reality TV show out of that.
Yeah, drone rangers.
Drone rangers or drone hunters. Or
have you got your registration, man?
Bob, the drone bounty hunter.
And this guy's just going to run off with his remote control.
Yeah, he just runs off and then the drone's like following him behind him.
Oh yeah, I don't know how it's going to be enforceable. So essentially, a lot like boat registration here in Australia, once you've registered your drone online, they will give you a number, and you're expected to put that number on the drone.
Like a license plate hanging off the back of your drone,
like a decal
weighing you down.
You know how boats have
like a spray paint on your drone.
Yeah,
This is more cost and effort. So it's not just $5. You got to go get some paint. You got to figure out how you're going to
put it. No, you use decal stickers, and it'll cost you about...
They give you a decal sticker? No, exactly right.
It'll cost you, about $15 to do.
No. Do you think people are going to be selling the... Why wouldn't you just sell the drones pre-registered?
But how do you pre-register it?
To the manufacturers, they come with the numbers printed on them already before they go out.
Oh, you could do that, but I mean, you still got to link that registration number
to an individual.
An individual, so...
I guess with the higher tech drones, they could make it like it requires like an online activation.
Nah.
So your drone doesn't even fire up until it's registered. But then what's the reason putting in some fake details?
And to do that, you'd have to have a lot of electronic circuitry in it, which would bring the price up in the device.
I think it's just all stupid.
Yeah, it's a bit silly. So 0.4 of a kilo is the minimum weight of a drone. Anything underneath that doesn't have to have a registration at all. So those
basically anything that you...
So our little RC...
You'd want to fly outside of like a room with no wind.
So our little RC helicopters, which we bought for $5 from Dick Smith...
They need registration?
They don't need a registration because they're not heavy enough.
Maybe like strap something on. Like I was trying to think of something we could strap onto them, and I realised they couldn't probably do anything.
But my bigger drone, the one that I've lost...
That's over.
Temporarily lost.
Mm.
I'll find it.
But yeah, so just we don't need to register in that fashion here yet. But like, I think it's only a matter of time.
It's a matter of time.
Before
watch...
they roll it out worldwide in Australia, we'll probably see it next because we've already got pretty tight regulations on drones already.
No, we don't.
We do. Like,
we don't.
You need, for any sort of commercial purposes, you need a special license.
But that's self-explanatory. Really, because you're flying these things around people, you're flying them around traffic.
You're flying yours around cows.
It doesn't matter.
I care about animal rights. How dare you say
that? What do you think? I was hitting cows.
I don't know. You
cows,
been.
Do you?
Could have been.
I even had to, because I had a very curious cat at home when I was first trying it out, and I had to grab it and take it away from the drone because it wanted to see what it was all about. And I'm like, no, you can't go there.
Poor Americans.
I'll hurt you. So, yeah, matter of time before they roll something out in other countries, although they'll be watching to see what goes on.
So buy your drone now before they...
Here, honestly, we don't have that much of a restriction. I mean, if you're an individual and you're not using it for commercial purposes, you do not have to pay a registration fee. All you have to keep in mind is you can't fly it, I think, more than 20 metres in the air. You can't fly it within 3 kilometres of an airport, and you can't fly them around people. And that's about it. That's all they say.
That's still that, pretty.
That's fine.
How do you remember that, though?
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
We'll see. What else?
France. France. Now, they had the attacks over there.
Yeah.
And that was quite a big thing and a terrible thing to happen as well.
Indeed.
No country ever wants to see that sort of action happen. But the government is knee-jerking now after that incident. And in some documents that were obtained by one of the national newspapers, the government is set to introduce a couple of bills next year attempting to ban both public Wi-Fi services and anonymous browsing.
Anonymous browsing? How do you even?
Because they think that they are going to be able to put a cap on what happened, despite, just keep this in mind as well, despite the fact police found evidence of the attackers sending coordination messages via your public text service.
Yeah.
Unencrypted.
Yeah, exactly. And then, it's so, I don't even know what to say. It's just pure stupidity. I don't even understand how these people are in power.
I can understand the idea of a knee jerk after an incident, but that is just completely absurd. It is not going to do anything.
It makes no sense.
It's
no.
not going to benefit anyone.
No.
The most they're going to be able to do is...
They'll cripple like the economy and businesses and stuff. You know, like,
they might be able to pick up some people who are in the piracy game, but... Nothing sensible. It's just completely absurd. Hopefully, it doesn't even get through the government at all.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people, you know, who travel countries that rely on public Wi-Fi access.
Yeah, there's nothing better like when, or like, you're in another country, you want to have a coffee at a cafe and, like, check your emails or call a friend and not have to buy a local SIM card.
Find things on Google.
Anything, yes. It's the most hand... But come on, it's so established everywhere. Everywhere.
Yep.
There's no way they're going to be like, okay, shut it down.
Mm.
And then what, they have people going around with like a phone, be like, why open Wi-Fi hotspot in
checking
this area?
Checking Wi-Fis. Checking
Let's
your Wi-Fis.
Down.
You can't have Wi-Fis here.
No Wi-Fis allowed. No drones without registration. No Google Glass in our restaurant. You might as well never leave the freaking house.
No photos in our restaurant. You seen those signs up? There's a local coffee shop.
But we'll have security on you 24/7.
Yes. There's a local coffee shop in one of the shopping centres which actually has on the wall, no photos without consent.
That's because they don't want a bad review on TripAdvisor. Yeah. Bad, shitty photo.
Oh, it's completely
absurd.
All
their photos have to be vetted.
We're like Anna Corrin with segues, because photo is a good one to move on to the next topic, and that's the US mail service. So if you weren't aware, with the way that things are distributed these days, some freight companies and whatnot have the ability to take images of the stuff that is going through their scanners so that they can trace where things are gone and what they look like, so that if they do have an issue...
Isn't that how they filter through as well? So reach a destination, like all the mail goes through there.
Yeah, they can do that sort of thing too.
Scanned in and read.
One situation I can apply it to is I buy a lot of computer parts, and I bought some through a wholesale channel one day a few years ago to do a job for someone, and they scanned all the way from Adelaide to Melbourne, and then it disappeared in the tracking. And keep in mind, I live in a regional centre, so it has to go from Melbourne to another regional a depot to scan in there and then get scanned to go on a truck.
God.
And then get scanned once, like get entered in that someone's received it. And on this occasion, it didn't. So I learnt that they have a system where they can actually give you an image of the package passing through the terminal as it's being scanned.
Mm.
And so they got this image at Melbourne, but they couldn't work out what happened in the end.
That's really
like
weird.
Where it went.
And it's still a mystery to this day. Is that?
No.
No? Oh, what happened?
No. It was traced in the end a long time after it went missing. So I'd already received new insurance parts.
Okay.
Before
so what happened to it? Like, did someone else got it? Did it end up on eBay?
It ended up in one of their terminals somewhere.
Oh, so it just got lost.
It
in
just
the system.
Got lost.
Yeah.
Lost.
How do we solve that?
So the we're not going to solve that.
Oh.
We're not going to solve that. But going along that idea of being able to take images of things, the U.S. Postal Service has rolled out a new thing they're calling informed delivery. so they can use those photos that come through the sorting centre, link it up with an account of yours, and send you an email so you know when certain things are coming.
You don't want that.
Oh, do you like the
credit card bill? Oh, great, got that coming. Electricity bill, oh, great, got that coming. Oh, rent, oh, got that coming. Like, this bills and ads and, oh, Viagra pamphlets again. God damn it, leave me alone. Why do you want to see that? It's like, you want to delay that stuff as much as possible. If it was important, it would be in an email in the first place. Keep the mail in the mail. That's what I say.
Keep the mail in the mail.
Yeah. Keep the mail in the mail. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want any pre-warning on my... Nothing good comes from a letter. Think about it.
Lots of things come from a letter.
Congratulations. You've inherited $80,000 from a Nigerian prince. Please input your bank
details. They don't come in the mail. Congratulations. Your credit card was successfully approved.
Congratulations. You now owe us $120,000 in interest. We're going to seize your house. No, I don't like what? Come on.
Yeah.
Anything that you aren't expecting is not really anything you're interested in, right? Because if you're interested in mail or stuff you've ordered, you've got a tracking number and you know where it is anyway.
Not everything gets a tracking number. That's a disappointing thing.
What are you receiving that you wouldn't know that's coming that you'd want to know beforehand, though?
I've got no thoughts at the moment.
Exactly right.
So therefore, we don't.
It's a silly idea. We're going to write them a letter, and we're going to send it to them saying we don't want this. Forget about it. It's all good.
Do you actually want to send them a letter, or will you send them an email instead?
No, we'll send them a letter, but then we'll take a picture of the letter and then email them the picture of the letter so they know it's coming.
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
Magical.
Facebook. Let's go back to social media.
We talk about Facebook every week. Let's talk about something else. Hey, did you know you can do lightsabers in Facebook?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do. But
all right, moving on.
Yeah, Facebook.
That was it. That's what you were going to talk about.
So a fellow over in Malaysia heard about a new law where they're hoping to ban e-cigarettes and the technique of vaping.
Yeah. Have you vaped?
I haven't vaped, but I've seen one of my colleagues vape.
Was it appealing to you? Was there a subtle aroma in the air of strawberries?
No, there wasn't. Oh. Although apparently some of those things do smell very nice.
Yeah, you can get like fruity flavors. And,
unfortunately, I'm not addicted to tobacco. Or should I say, fortunately, I'm not addicted to tobacco. That's better.
But you know, that's the whole point. So it's not tobacco, right? You can just have raspberry flavor. It's all about the flavor and looking really cool.
It's weaning yourself off the idea of sticking something in your mouth and sucking
people
on it.
People that never smoked cigarettes are into vaping because vaping's cool. And it's like, I can have blueberry smoke. And then you try it and you're like, oh, this is awesome. Right? I don't think you should associate it with traditional smokers.
I've never entirely found that idea.
But you look so cool.
I suppose you would. Anyway, Malaysian man.
And it like just disappears everywhere.
Yeah. And you can do rings and all that sort of stuff.
Amazing. We should vape right now.
I don't have an e-cigarette though.
All right.
Anyway,
apparently, early studies and suggest that they're really not good for you.
Yeah, I've seen
even
that.
Even though they claim, you know, it's a lot safer than cigarette smoking. And, it's a load of shit.
And there's been another thing where people have had batteries explode in the cheaper
models.
A lot like the drug.
Imagine like you're cruising around in your cheap swag board, vaping a cheap
and they
vapor.
Both explode.
Your swag board catches on fire or electrocutes you, then your vape like explodes in your mouth. Oh, what a bad day you'd have then.
Oh, yes, you would. Yes, you would. Anyway.
Stop being so cheap, people. Spend a bit of coin on
this. This fella was annoyed by the fact that he won't be able to vape in 2016 because the Malaysian government has banned it.
Banned vaping.
And so he decided to start putting vulgar, negative comments on Facebook about the royal family in Malaysia.
Oh, is it their decision or is this a government decision?
It's a government decision.
So what does the royal family have to do with it?
But he's just picked on them because that's a good,
for no
good
reason,
person to pick on.
Just to try and get some attention.
And because he's done that, it's got through from somebody else to the police. And the police have decided it is a legal thing that they can test him on. So they've got him in custody, taken his phone and computer, and he will be appearing in front of a court before too long. If found guilty, he will be spending 18 months in prison, Or he could pay a penalty of about $480, which of course the figure is a lot higher in Malaysia.
He's in prison or $480.
Which one do I prefer?
That's
not being.
I love how they equate the value of $480 American dollars equals multiple years in prison.
Not being in prison or paying that amount
that's
of money.
Ridiculous.
I think I'll prefer but that.
That's the judge's decision, right? To either fine him or sentence
it,
him
it
to
should
jail.
Go down to the judge. Yes, but. Fancy
so
that.
All for just having a rate. Was it? Have you seen the what he was saying? Is it bad?
They're not sharing it, of course. They're not sharing.
So we don't
it.
Even know what he said. So he could have not even been that bad. And but, he's now in. Yeah, but I mean, come on. This is people should know that now. I mean, you know, anything you say on social media now is pretty much like.
It can be used as a weapon.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Yeah. So you can make legally binding contracts on these things. You can.
Which is completely ridiculous
on these platforms.
You can do,
and you can be sued for such. So I mean, it's pretty ridiculous when you think about it from a traditional standpoint. You know, because you get like all the rage and abuse that goes on over the internet to just every other people. But the second it's targeted towards someone in power, they crack their shits, and all wrath goes down upon them. Think about all like the kids on like Call of Duty that constantly abuse you and your mother, and all these swear words that go back and forth.
You just have to look at
any gaming platform. There's nothing but rage and anger and abuse.
News.com.au's Facebook page. Every time an interesting story pops up there.
It's just, what do they call it when they just want to teach someone a lesson?
Can't think of the word. Yeah.
But I mean, I've seen cases in like the UK where people have abused other people on social media and stuff, and then they've been taken to court or sued and stuff. But
yeah,
it's just one of those things. It's a bit ridiculous.
Well and truly absurd.
Like, just like block, like if that was anyone else and you reported that to Facebook, they'd be like, just block them.
Yeah.
How about the Malaysia royal family just block this kid? take it so to heart.
Yeah, too far to heart. Too far to heart. Now let's have a laugh at something.
We need it
before we get on to one more serious item.
Is it about you losing your drone in cow poop? Because that was pretty funny.
I didn't lose it in cow poo. I've just lost it and I can't find it right now.
All right, what do you got?
But I'll find it some stage over the next week because I am off on holidays.
Well, it starts raining. Woo! And it gets buried in like mud and stuff, and then just sinks into the ground. And then 20 years later, they dig it up as an ancient relic.
Doesn't he overanalyze everything and overthink
these are all
everything?
Possibilities.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
What if there was an earthquake, and the ground opened up around your drone, and your drone fell in towards the center of the earth?
What else you got in store? What do you got there?
What if there was an asteroid coming around his face, and it was like hurtled towards Earth, and then it came down to like, you know how it goes through the atmosphere and then ends up as like the size of a pea, but that size of the pea hits your drone with such force, it shatters into 1,000 pieces, never to be recovered ever again. Man.
Anyone would think you went to Star Wars.
Did you?
So, you in the US, and it's no surprise it's in the US, there are a lot of silly people in the US.
Greatest country in the world.
Not everybody is silly in that country, mind you. There are some wonderful thinkers, but there are
some... About 95%.
There are some non-thinkers in the country as well. So, in a US town...
Some sheep, would you say?
Oh, you could say that. In a US town, there has been a proposal put in front of a council to put a solar farm nearby that township.
Great idea.
And so,
good for the environment.
You know all about solar farms, don't you?
Saves us burning, you know, excess bad fuels.
And it helps those of us who can't put solar panels on our own roofs to be able to get involved in solar energy because someone is generating it nearby.
That's it.
But apparently,
Let's move forward with that.
In a council meeting in Woodland, North Carolina, residents expressed their fear and mistrust at the proposal to allow Strata Solar to be able to put their development in.
Fear of solar panels?
Fear of solar panels.
That a phobia? Is there a phobia name for that?
I don't know. I don't think it's been developed yet. Okay, so during the council meeting, one man stood up and said that solar farms would suck up all the energy from the sun and businesses would not go to the township. And then we had a retired female science teacher.
What?
Retired female science teacher.
So this says it all, because this is the person that's been teaching the kids.
Yep.
And they're afraid of the solar panels now. They've grown up.
Years of teaching the kids, meant to have experience.
Yeah.
And she was concerned that the panels would prevent plants in the area from photosynthesizing, stopping them from growing.
What if the solar panels are over the top of the plants, though? Wouldn't that technically be the case?
But if you're building a solar farm, you're usually setting out a block of land which is away from everybody else, away from trouble. And so the only plants that would have trouble was if they were behind them. But if they're not even near them, it's not going to affect them at all.
Aside,
this is absurd.
Yeah. Wow. Was it a town of like 5 people or something? Is that why? I don't even know what to say to that.
It's mildly absurd, but understandable coming from parts of the US.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Maybe it's just like lack of education.
It's got to be lack of education, because the council is now going back before they go any further with this development, and they're restricting all solar installations until such time that they can have a look at it all and work it all out.
And they need to educate their town.
And they need to educate their townspeople.
Steal up all the sun.
Yeah.
The light from the sun.
Your panel's going to be stealing all my sunlight, and I can't grow my tomatoes.
Oh man, wow. Hey, I mean, like, if they need some help, just tweet us. We'll send out an information package.
We've got some brains. We can figure this one out. Another big thing.
Probably one between us. One brain between us.
I don't like what you said there. Anyway, we're drawing close to the end of another year.
Mm.
Christmas time just around the corner. And this is our last show.
Have you done all your Christmas shopping?
No.
Leaving a bit late, aren't you?
Yes. Even to the point that I will probably ask family members what they're keen for. And we'll
It takes the easy way out.
So, Look, I'm a man who is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. And I never planned anything for my birthday. My mother asked me, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, I don't know. And that's it, you know?
Done. Well, too bad you miss out. See you next year.
Oh, I'll get something when I get around to saying what I want. She can just get me drone parts, maybe.
Yeah, a propeller or a new drone. A whole new drone.
No, she won't get me one of those. She indicated the other day when I mentioned that it was already lost. Oh, you've lost that thing already. That was a waste of money, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, she's not wrong. Yet.
Oh, stop picking on me. So, wrapping up 2015, and Twitter was wrapping up their 2015 of what happened on
social
media. Top 10
tweets of all time, something like that. No, I saw this. It was the hashtag.
Yeah, so they've got their hashtag is year on Twitter.
So, it's the most, like, what is it? The most
influential
hashtags.
So. New voices, most retweeted, I should say, and the top trends. So the incredible things that have happened around the world. So this year,
what are the highlights?
Pray for Paris and Je suis Charlie became the global cries of solidarity.
Everyone loves to get on board, don't they? With those.
Yeah, the movements. Mm. Like,
it's so easy too, because you're just like, it's such a cop out too. Because you're showing support, yes, but like, if you're the type of person you think like you're actually helping the situation, it's like, you're not really doing
anything.
Well,
no, you're
writing
not
like 6 characters and you're tweeting it for exposure, for like a little bit selfish purposes. You hope other people will see your tweet of you. So, I mean, it's not even like, some people maybe do it genuine, but like, I don't know. I think it's such a cop out, those things.
It's like the quick way of...
You actually think you're helping here.
The quick way of
moral... How about you go send some money over there? How about you actually go over there and help out in any way you can?
It's like the quick and lazy way of moral support
in
the event.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah. So
probably
the
offended people there,
the,
if anyone...
The other one... don't worry, I offended a few people when they did the Paris background thing on Facebook, and I just stepped out and sort of said, well, people are only doing this because they can't find a way of officially supporting what's going on over there, and it's really just a big sheep thing, because it's not, like, it doesn't doesn't help the situation.
I'm helping.
It doesn't help the situation at all. Anyway,
I changed my profile picture. I'm helping.
Black.
Shows support, yeah, I guess. But like, you're not actually helping. Like, you know, we have like Red Poppy Day, right?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. It's symbolism to show you're helping. You wear the poppy, right? But how'd you get that poppy? You actually donated money. Right, a gold coin donation to a really good cause and a foundation. That's the difference there. Like we're all for support and showing symbolism and stuff, but like it's the easy cop-out ways where you're not actually helping anyone. Like they're not helping a foundation. No money's going anywhere. Yeah. They're not actually supporting victims. They're not supporting the country. Ugh.
Here's one that did work. I stand with Ahmed. Remember Ahmed? The clock guy. The kid who took the digital clock to school and they thought he had a bomb because he is dark skinned. And what ended up happening was he got to spend time with the president.
Everywhere.
There's guys from
he went to NASA center.
Next to the social movement of I Stand
With
Ahmed.
Oh, no, I thought we were going to actually talk about Ahmed. People have been digging around into his story a little bit and they're saying that maybe it was a little bit contrived and like he isn't even that good of a genius because apparently like he didn't actually build the clock. He just disassembled a previous clock and actually put it in a suit, like a box. Like he disassembled a clock and then put it in a container. And then the other story is like he went to school and then it was for like an electronics class or something. Mm. But he wanted to show he brought it out in another class that wasn't an electronics class and the teacher didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And at no point did he mention that this was a project for another class. He didn't say anything.
This sounds like a lot of conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, but no, this is actual research, people doing research and talking to people. And now that the family is and is now after he's been given like all this praise and all these offers, I think they're suing. Trying to get like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Really?
And money from it. And I bet the kid ain't going to be seeing that money.
No, the kid won't see that at all.
I saw a few of these articles floating about the place. Fascinating. Anyway. Because everyone got swept up in it.
Yeah.
And then no one really follows up on these. The trend is over.
Mm-hmm.
The hashtag's over. We don't care. We've moved on to the next one. We've moved on to the next trending tag. What else? What else is there?
So we had new voices. So people who have just joined up to Twitter for the year and they're quite influential.
Wait, what are those big trending ones?
We're getting to them piece by piece.
I was enjoying those ones, the Ahmed one.
Yeah, I'm not going any further because you're analysing them too much. You're analysing them too much.
They're the top trending ones for a reason, right? Because we could talk about what was behind the hashtag.
So influential,
big topic.
Influential people of the year. We had people like Diana Ross join up to Twitter.
New people joining Twitter that have influence. Is that
So get this tweet. Simple tweet. I am on Twitter and now loving it. It was retweeted 3,261 times and liked 4,697 times.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
No, it's not a lot. It's not a lot compared to, of course, Caitlyn Jenner. You would be aware of Caitlyn Jenner.
Big fan, yeah.
Real big fan.
Love.
So, because Caitlyn Jenner.
Love the Kardashians.
Because of the change.
I don't.
And he,
great show, though.
He becoming a she.
Yes.
Signs up with new account and gets followed
mass media on Twitter. Account. From the old one. Can't you just change it? Wait, change the name or a whole new account from zero?
Whole new account from zero.
Why wouldn't you just update your name?
I don't know, but that's what happened.
Publicity stunt. Publicity stunt.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So most retweeted for the year. You wouldn't like these ones at all.
One Direction.
One Direction. When Zayn.
Yeah, that's enough. Move on to the next one.
When Zayn Malik parted One Direction. Zayn's tweet was one of the biggest.
Good on you, Zayn.
And Harry Styles' thoughts for him was one of the biggest ones as well. So things like that.
Good work,
boys. And Barack Obama's marriage equality tweet
that's a good one.
Got a lot of attention.
Yeah, it deserves it.
447,623 retweets around the world.
But I mean, it is what it is.
It is. And top trends.
We also had
things like emote icons.
were
a trend.
Which was the best one? Which is the most?
We had technology. We had politics.
Do we know which emoticon sports. Was the most tweeted out?
Crying with laughter.
Crying laughter face.
Crying with laughter. In number two, they had the love heart eyes.
Ah, yep.
We had...
I do that one at the end of all my messages.
Just a simple bawling your eyes out at number three. Number four was a really, really happy with the big cheeks.
Oh, God.
And number five was a love heart. Now, some of the other trends were more interesting. Tech, number one was iPad.
Number two, Tech Rap Podcast.
Yeah, I wish.
Is that on there?
SoundCloud.
What is it, at Tech Rap, or are we at Tech Rap Podcast?
You're going to love this one.
Tech Rap Podcast.
Android at number three.
Yeah, no, above Apple.
Yes. Yeah. Periscope at number four. And Periscope's iPhone at number
getting
five.
Getting a lot of traction. Yeah, iPhone dead last. Digital.
No, not dead last.
Where was Tech Rap?
It's not in the top 10. Sorry, mate.
Maybe top 20.
Sorry, mate. We'll try again next year.
It was probably like 11 and we just missed out.
We'll have another go next year, mate.
Have a crack.
And big things like TV as well, although they're more US things. Music is a bit of a worldwide thing. So
yeah,
everyone
loves a bit of music.
One Direction, Fifth Harmony, we had the VMAs and things like that in those tweets as well. You can check out the whole list yourself in your own convenience at 2015.twitter.com, I should say.
But after this, why would you? We just gave you the best bits.
We just gave you some good bits from
no
it.
No need. So. Save yourself the trouble. Make a sandwich.
Make a sandwich and put it in the photocopier.
Yeah. Go for it. Go nuts. Do whatever you want.
Time for a few quick hits.
We ain't the boss of you.
No, we aren't. Time for some quick heads.
Yeah. This is our last episode for the year. I was going to mention that at the start of the podcast.
And we still don't have an intro.
We forgot to mention that it was our last one because people tune out by now. No one's listening at this point. We can say whatever we want.
Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, so last quick head for the year. I know we've been talking about getting an intro for a little bit, a few episodes. Maybe all of them, but
most of them.
2016 is the year. We'll have awesome intros. We'll have a sweet quick head intro, and that's it.
Yeah, it'll be good.
We're going to have a new Trent, more handsome.
you think you're going to replace me, do you?
No. So, okay, this is it. Last quick headlines for the year. And the theme song goes a little something like this, although there will be a better version in 2016. Ready? These are the quick headlines of the week. These are the tech headlines of the week. Geddes, give me some quick headlines.
I did it right today.
It needs some work, but we'll get there.
I did it right today.
I'm pretty much just essentially repeating the same lyrics and only replacing the word. One word in tech in the second line. So we'll work on that in 2016. So definitely keep if anything else, just listen to the first episode.
Yep.
And then if we don't have the intro, then just unsubscribe and delete the podcast.
No, don't encourage that.
All right, quick headlines. What do you got?
So while Apple Pay is only in Australia via American Express, deals have been inked over in China for mobile payments on both Samsung and Apple's platforms for the year. At the moment, people aren't very keen on the idea of Apple Pay here in Australia, but I guess Google is making roads into the payment service.
Why would I use this over PayWave?
Because it means you can use your PayWave card on your phone. So you don't even have to get your cards out.
I never need to have my wallet on me. No. You need your driver's license.
Well, you need your driver's license still.
Once we can have that on our phones, then we don't need our wallet.
That's not far away. New South Wales are going to adopt that very soon.
So you can just... But couldn't you just like Photoshop a license? Don't they have watermarks and stuff? Or how do you...
They would have an app. I believe what they're going to do is implement an application which you download to store your details.
Because all they'd need to do is cross-check it.
Yep. Cross-check against the server.
That's it. Nice. Can't wait for that. And then I'll ditch the wallet. Soon we'll have... Like, all we'll need is our phones. We don't even need a wallet. Oh, what about... Oh, no. Cash?
Very rarely need a wallet. Put it that way.
I was going to say, like, all your gift cards and stuff, but you can scan them into apps. Yeah, there's no reason to have a wallet aside from bank cards and driver's license.
So you could keep a wallet somewhere, but not take it with you all the time because you'd have all the other applications.
I don't know about trying to get into like a club or something. I think the bouncers will take a bit longer to catch on.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get on by without having your license there.
Damn it, we can't do it yet. The Hyperloop. Have you looked into this?
Hyperloop.
Hyperloop Technologies will test its propulsion system in North Las Vegas next month.
I'm not familiar with
Hyperloop. It's like a super fast transportation system.
Oh.
So they're testing it.
So they're testing it around the
might
time.
Might end up like a monorail.
Are they testing it around the same time as CES?
Next month.
CES is in January as well. Early January.
Oh, yeah, it's December.
The Consumer Electronics Show. We'll have a good conversation about that when we get back.
So much.
There's so many gadgets at those places.
Love. How good it'd be to actually get down there.
I had a free registration, mind you, but I just didn't plan it well enough. I didn't have the money to get over there because to fly over there, it costs like $2,500. And then
where's this to?
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's very expensive to get to Las Vegas.
Especially the time of the year as well. It's really
that time of the year is a silly time of the year to go flying.
Hey,
so
Google adds shared albums to Google Photos.
Google
which was released on Android and
albums.
iOS and web. Shared albums. So with Google Photos app, you couldn't share whole albums with people.
Oh, yes.
Now you can. So I can create an album called Tech Wrap and I can share it with you and then you'll have access to every photo I ever put in there. So it's kind of cool. That's actually kind of cool. I'm sure other apps do it and there's any other methods to do it, but it's Google Photos is the headline there.
That is wonderful. Here's one. So Juniper Networks, you'd be familiar with using their systems in most workplaces. They're a firewalling system. They have virtual private network setups. We use them in our workplace so we can access our workplace when we're not there. They've actually found a backdoor code in their own firewall systems.
Right.
So everybody was thinking they were one of the best hardware providers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's holes in the systems that hackers could have exploited.
Crazy. Google has stopped selling the Nexus 6 in the Google store. That's kind of a big deal.
Roll?
No, it's moving on.
Yeah, but only just, isn't it?
Hey, and then the Samsung Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge. Early days rumors about the place, but early reports suggest that they're going to have little, overhaul. No real, crazy...
Yes.
Breathtaking breakthrough technologies. I'll probably have a faster processor and
they're going to put removable memory back in.
Slightly bigger screen size or something, but nothing crazy. Thus reaffirms my 2-year upgrade cycle.
Removable memory back in again? Or?
Well, early days, anything could happen at this point. But basically, they've said, look, we're just going to, we've got a solid, they basically said, we've got a really solid product at the moment.
Yep.
And it's really good and we're kind of at the peak at the moment where we're really happy where things are at. So we're only looking to, you're going to be seeing faster processor, faster RAM, maybe a slightly higher resolution or stuff like that. Nothing crazy. Because where do you go?
Yeah.
You came out with the Note and the S Pen, you're like, whoa, it's so big, it's a pen, it's awesome, it's crazy. Then you came out with the S6s and looking all sleek and then you came out with the S6 Edged. Oh my God, curved screen, it's crazy. That's so cool. Innovation after innovation.
Before you keep going on with that, you're mentioning all these great features, but the cycle that they're coming out in, they're not even fulfilling a year before they have another model out.
Stagger the release.
That is why people are not buying these handsets in droves.
They released the S6 and then the S6 Edge slightly after that. And it's like, well, I just got the S6. Why am I now buying an S6 Edge?
Once a year is good enough if it has to even be once a year. Most people hold on to their phones for a contract length,
2 years.
Which is 2 years.
And I see no reason. I've been on the 2-year upgrade cycle for 10 years and I've never really been compelled because I'm on the Note 4 and I looked at the Note 5 and I'm like, well, that's essentially, I don't have removable battery. I don't have expandable storage. Yeah. Okay. It's slightly faster and probably running Lollipop now, but that's about it. But then I can just root my phone and get those features.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? Why
do
am
I? Need,
it's
why
not,
do I
like,
need
there's
to,
nothing
yeah.
crazy that's saying I must own that phone. And by the time the Note 6 comes out, which will be before you know it, probably freaking
CES 2016.
Yeah, I don't know, probably early Q2 next year or something.
Yeah.
They'll announce it. Then I'll be like, oh yeah, this phone's getting a bit old, and then I'll get the Note 6 if they even call it the Note 6. Like, where do you go? What are you changing the Note 6?
You only got that one mid last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
Year or whatever?
I got it pretty recent when it came out, so I don't know. Maybe it's been a year now.
It's probably been about a year now. But
yeah.
I do remember you sort of looking over.
Yeah, I was tossing up
phones.
Between this and the Nexus 6, which is no longer selling in the Google Play Store. as per my quick headline. Well, that's it for me.
Yeah, that's it for me as well.
Oh, goodness. What a year.
Quick heads.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It has been a year. One hell of a year.
Whole 2015 of tech rap.
Has it been a whole year?
Well, no. Well, I'm saying, I didn't say a whole year. I said a whole 2015.
Whole 2015. But that says whole year to
it's
me.
It's like a gray area. It's not like a definitive length of time. We're just saying we tech wrapped in.
We did a tech wrap in 2015. And we did. Yeah,
we got through quite a few. I'm pretty pleased with it. So if you want, you can go to techwrap.net and go back through some
I'm
of our previous
right
episodes. Check it out. Just skip to the good bits.
I'm going there right now. Hang on.
Skip to quick heads. You want to catch up on those.
I'm just having a look. Here we come. Here we load. Loading.
What episode was this?
We're episode 17. Wow. 17 to wrap the year up.
That's a good innings.
And that'll be it for 2015.
I enjoyed it.
I've had great fun.
It's been a blast.
Bringing these to you. Talking technology with a buddy.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
That's what it's all about.
Put it that way. It
and
is,
you guys.
It
are,
is a
our mums
good bit of
in.
Fun. I'm not sure. I can't get that information.
Your mum doesn't listen.
No, she doesn't.
She's not a fan?
She's not into technology, that's why.
Maybe this will change her mind.
It might change her mind.
Give her a crack.
It has been great fun talking with you and talking technology with you for the year of 2015,
we'll
Will.
We'll do bigger and better next year.
We will come back.
That's a guarantee.
After a little bit of a break.
Oh, God, I need it.
Taking a few weeks off. Oh, look, it was so hard to hang in till this afternoon.
Oh, I just wanted to go home.
But I've made it. And after the work party tomorrow,
yes.
That's it. It's Christmas
won't
for me.
Won't see you till next year.
Won't see you till next year, but we will have great fun talking technology in 2016. You can get us online at the website, techwrap.net. That's the best place to contact us. We're on Twitter.
That's a good place.
Tech Wrap podcast.
Send us a tweet.
And we've got our podcast also on iTunes. We've got it on Omni. We've got it on the website, so you can just go to the website.
I googled Tech Wrap the other day. It was like the third search result there.
Yeah, we're getting places now. We're making waves now.
And the first two were irrelevant. It was like Tech Wraps or something. It wasn't even a thing in existence anymore. So the first search result is no longer, like, it's nothing. We're essentially second, is what I'm saying.
We're making very good inroads to this one.
Yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Tech Wrap done and dusted for 2015. Thank you for listening. We're online at techwrap.net. Catch you next year to talk technology.
See you then.